240 miles or so down the Mississippi River. Half the town of Winfield, Missouri is now underwater. A lake exists where 100 homes used to be. Here now is Winfield's mayor, Harry Stonebreaker. And Mayor, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Tell us more about Winfield. What does it look like today?
Well, the water is going down and it's going down rather rapidly.
So that's good news.
Yes, it is.
What kind of damage has it done to your town?
Well, it got in several homes. I don't know exactly how many, but it got in several. This is not the first time we've had a flood, and it just brings a lot of nasty with it when it comes, and it leaves it when it goes.
What do you mean nasty?
Well, just mud, slime, so on and so forth.
Yeah, so it's hard to clean up.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
How much does it cost to clean up after a flood?
Well, we're hoping FEMA helps us out.
Are you thinking in the millions?
No. In the hundreds of thousands.
But, you know, times that by all the towns and cities along the Mississippi, and that's a lot.
It'll mount up to billions, probably, the whole works, you know, up and down the river.
Well, considering there was a flood in 1993, as you say, you've had some experience with this, does it make you think, well, maybe we shouldn't rebuild here?
Well, you think that. Yes, you do, you know. But a lot of those folks, they don't have flood insurance. They're older people. You know, they're living on their Social Security, and they can't go anyplace else. They got to come back.
What if the federal government said, we'll give you money to build elsewhere?
I would imagine most of them would take it up.
Now, I understand that it was a real valiant effort to try to save your town, that people worked around the clock. Soldiers were actually there filling sandbags and trying to keep the levee in check, and it just didn't work over the weekend.
The National Guard was here for 9 days. They made a brilliant effort. They worked day and night, but the mighty Mississippi overwhelmed us.
What was it like when you found out that the barricades wouldn't hold?
Well, it was about 4 o'clock in the morning when I first found out, you know, that it wasn't going to, and I'd been over there all night. So I was kind of numb anyway, but I kind of was afraid it wasn't going to. It wasn't no big surprise to me.
So when you step back and look at this, I mean, what do you make of it? What do you think about where you live?
Well, you step back and look at it, and you think you should not be living in a floodplain, is what I think. Now, what the residents think, that's something else, you know.
Well, Mayor, thank you very much.
All righty.
And best of luck to you.
Thank you.
That's Mayor Harry Stonebreaker. He's the mayor of Winfield, Missouri.